Hello there, this is Bane. When I'm not out on the streets of Gotham hunting the Batman, I find myself listening to Part-Time Fanboy on a regular basis. Be sure to check out Part-Time Fanboy at www.parttimefanboy.com for somewhat weekly podcasts and reviews about various fanboy-related subjects. Also be sure to like them on Facebook and follow them on the Twitter. Do it now, or I'll have to do something awful to your spine.
Episodes now. There's five.
Oh, in the online comic.
Yeah.
Of Seeding the Hatred. Actually, there's officially five films. Yeah. We're working on the sixth. Actually, we're
the sixth through the ninth. Now the whole format is changing completely. Actually, the premise is staying the same, but the way that we're delivering the comic is going to be a little bit different. It's going to go from being like sort of in a graphic novel style to being in like your traditional four-panel Bloom County gag strip, with like story arcs that last about seven comics long. Does that make sense?
I think so.
Cool. But yeah, so that's our short-term plan. Yeah, we have five in the can and two print comics available.
Oh, okay, good. Actually, I want to get to all that. So you're listening to a Part-Time Fanboy exclusive. This is Ian Scheller from Part-Time Fanboy, and on the phone is SeethingWithHatred.com's Jim Moskater. So, yeah, we've been talking here, and the website is SeethingWithHatred.com. That's Seething, SeethingWithHatred.com. I'm sure we'll have it on a post with the podcast on Part-Time Fanboy. And this is just a little gem. Jim,
yeah.
you're writing this comic, correct? You have an artist partner. Can you talk about how this kind of started? How did Seething with Hatred begin?
Artists of the comic, Dan Strauss. Dan and I have known each other since the mid-90s when we were in high school together. And later, we reconnected later in the early 2000s. And I helped, well, we worked together in this law firm doing this horrible work in a law firm. And we would work until about 1 in the morning together. At this job, and I would stand there at the subway platform, and I would just sort of stare out, looking sad.
Oh, yeah.
And he would be like, Jesus Christ, you're really seething with hatred tonight, aren't you? And that was just always a joke about how we weren't seething with hatred, we weren't in the streets screaming. It was just general disdain for our situation. But, so we, you know, in our friendship, as our friendship grew, he began drawing more, and I began writing more, and I had a lot of strange jobs, a lot of them in apartment complexes in the southeastern United States, and I had a lot of strange experiences there, and so then I wrote a little bit, and he made a little illustrated version of something I wrote, and then it took off from there, and now we're, you know, doing it consistently. So it's cool. I hope that was a...
No, that's fantastic. There's something about... What is it about the subway platform? I'm guessing early in the morning, and I'm speaking from experience here. What is it about that
right.
subway platform early in the morning that will just... It's almost like you're taking a poop standing up, but the poop is in your brain. And I mean, what is it about that really? Were you going through thoughts that ended up in the comic at that point, or how?
That's just the genesis of the title, I guess, because people were like, "Oh, seething with hatred, you must be really angry." Well, I was just whatever. So I just wanted to give you an idea as to why it's named what it is. But I suppose, you know. But I think it's, you know, if you transfer those subway platform thoughts to, you know, let's say you're doing paperwork for a 400-pound, you know, psycho who, you know, is a known sexual offender. And, you know, you're looking out onto a pool deck where it's like 100 degrees out and there's, you know, people having like disgusting freeways in the pool. You know, the Department of Homeland Security like regularly deports people. It's just a very strange, scary, sad place. And, you know, you spend a lot of time there. You're doing mundane tasks. Your mind starts going back to when you were by a subway platform and unhappy. So basically what I'm saying is this is a good time comic, basically geared towards children. I'm kidding. Anyway, whatever. General malaise.
So what was the decision in the beginning? Was it an instant decision? Okay, this is going to go to the web immediately? Or did you think of print early on?
It was just like a project by project. It was like, oh, I have this script. Because it started out where I, you know, had maybe a page long kind of story or a treatment of the story. And, you know, just kind of laid it out. And he took like a, you know, a short story I wrote, illustrated it into, you know, comic form. And then I started scripting them like around the staycation is the most recent one. That was actually scripted like the comic, you know, like a little screenplay. And that's how we're doing it now. I'm delivering screenplays or comic, whatever, play to him. And it's much more structured now. And I have story arcs and, you know, plan things out. We meet on a schedule. But, you know, and now, you know, print is just sort of the collection of the things that we do, because we might as well do both. But I find that we're not very consistent in our webcomic delivery, and that just sort of comes with the way that we've been doing it and how much time it spends on execution, whatever.
Do you guys get a Harvey Pekar influence when people are talking about this comic, or is and if someone made that reference, is it a backhanded thing, or you're?
I'll be honest, and this will show just my overall ignorance in the comics world. Blasphemous. I only know of him. Of course, I know who Art Crumb is. I'm familiar with a lot of Art Crumb stuff. But I'd never heard of him. I didn't know anything about him. I knew of him when I was writing this, but it wasn't like, oh, well, it's because I'd never seen any of his comics. And I don't know that I really read too many of them. But if that's what it's like, then that's what it's like. But it was not intentional.
Right, and that's just you know, that's not to say the whole thing is that this kind of comic, and especially that what's happening in comics and what we've been talking about on Part-Time Fanboy, but also just in general, like the way media is becoming, the way music is going. This is right. Seething with Hatred. The thing I love about it is, it's direct. It's right from the creators right to the people reading it. So it's very pure and it's very honest. Really great artwork. I think the artwork is fantastic. And I just think the writing and the artwork together is just, it's just a great working comic, and it's just, it's very alive. And when people are giving you feedback on the comic, or do they give you feedback, and what feedback have you been getting, whether it's friends, family, coworkers, etc.?
Well, you know, I let me, if I can, quote a review.
Please.
You have a copy of the second book, correct? The blue one? My brain came out of the top of my head.
I have... No, you're going to send that to me because you asked for my address.
I thought I had sent that to you. Well, that was recently reviewed. I can send you the link or whatever. But basically, it was discretion. But this comic did not make me feel great. I really liked it. Don't get me wrong. But this is the opposite of a feel-good comic. So, you know, people have... I don't think you said this negatively, but they said it's not exactly, you know, a good comic. This is not Archie and Jughead. But it's also not, you know, it's not like the Killing Field either. I mean, it's just kind of like, it's just dark humor. I mean, it's not, definitely not meant to be a drag. But, you know, a lot of it is based on actual situations. People I've met and things, I mean, almost to the letter in some of the stories. So, you know, that's sort of the intention. It's not meant to mirror my life in a lot of ways, because a lot of it is stretched truths. But at the same time, you know, so people are positive about it. It's just they sometimes, you know, makes some people uncomfortable. Especially, you know, the whole mentioning suicide like about 3 times in the first 2 pages.
Sure.
But it wasn't meant to be, you know, it's not intended to offend. It's, like you said, it's direct. These feelings were, you know what I mean? It's a real, tragic story. It's not trying to pull heartstrings.
So when you... Were you writing before? I, you know, a lot of people, first of all, if you haven't listened to Jim's music at Fantasy Rock, Jim, where can they get the music if they want to invest?
Fantasy Rock, that's with an IE, Rock.
Right.
And it's at .wordpress.com.
Okay, so
you can do all sorts of music there.
We're going to put that link up too. I know you were writing music, and... Your background, at least when I met you, was theatrical, was drama. So can you talk about, were you writing plays?
I've written short plays a long time ago. I'm actually getting sort of back into that now. As I, because, you know, writing the comics and, you know, writing in that sort of format where you're having people conversing in situations or whatever.
Okay.
Whatever. So, written plays.
So you're doing plays,
short
music,
stories.
Right, short stories, comics. What is the major challenge with writing this comic?
You know what, the thing is now we've turned it into a comic that's 4 panels and is kind of gag-based. So it's, you know, where it was sort of, you know, as I said before, writing a story, it's like, oh, I'm going to write a story, and you just illustrate around it. We've, you know, imposed kind of a more of a rigid structure where it's like 4 panels, and we'd like for it to have some kind of a something at the end. And so there's a discipline to it. So I guess there's a challenge, but also, you know, I don't know if you noticed, but if you go through each one of the episodes, they're all kind of different. There isn't really a lot of, there's a certain amount of consistency in terms of the characters and the situation. But visually, things have been changed up. He's been experimenting with a lot of different things.
Oh, yeah. Especially...
That's kind of cool.
I mean, if you look at something in the beginning, you know, it was almost compressed. But, you know, especially something like episode 3, Call the Police. I mean, this kind of artwork to me is fantastic. I mean, very multiple panels, some big, some small. But just the way the composition's broken up to me is just... It's just fantastic. There was a lot of work put into this one here, Call the Police.
Cool. We're glad you like it.
Yeah, just great. So,
you know, if you notice, if you're on the... Oh, just one side thing.
Yeah.
I've done audio versions of these as well. If you go on feedingwithhatred.com on group interview or episodes 1, 2, or 4, there's audio. There's me narrating stories.
Oh, so you skipped 3.
I'll get to it. I think it was... I just never got... But I'll do it for you now.
Where's the audio?
The audio is at the top of the page. If you go to deceivingthehatred.com and go to Rent Day, let's say, for example,
yeah,
okay. Episode 1.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it's not there. Go to episode 4.
Okay.
And that is embedded in there. And there it is, group interview.
Oh, there it is. Okay, yeah. I noticed the Fantasy Rock playhead.
Yes, and so I've got to basically embed the other 2 on there.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So this is more than a comic. I mean, is this your like emotional dartboard? What's happening with this thing here? Now we got audio.
The audio is, I guess.
You've got audio. You've now settled into a format. Are you guys doing that with webcomics? You know, the whole tracking issue comes up. Are you guys tracking people, or who is your fan base with this thing?
You know,
or does it matter? Does that even matter?
I mean, that's not that, that we didn't come at it from that angle. I think we just did it because we love working. We appreciate what the other person does, and it's been, you know, a project that we've stuck with. You know, we've been doing it now for about almost 2 years. It'll be 2 years next, I think, February. So, whatever, year and three quarters. So, you know, I think now we're getting more vigilant about, and the thing is, we're part of a larger, we have about four of our friends that we grew up with. We all have different illustration and comics-based endeavors. So we're called One Rod Highway, which is on the web, it's onerodhwy.com. You can buy all of our books there. So, you know, we're all helping each other with these different illustrated projects and whatever. And so I think we're just going to keep going with this, you know, kind of a tighter format, Proceeding with Hatred. You know, I'm going to keep doing the audio version things. We're actually doing a performance in New York City on November 29th. I'm going to be doing, because there's also poems in some of the books, in some of the comic books that I have as well. So I'll be doing some of those, and some, it'll be a whole big J.O. session.
Now, were you reading comics when you were younger?
It's funny. I was thinking about if I would be asked that. It's funny. I had a very, for a very short amount of time when I was growing up between the ages, I think about 12 and 15. About 9, 10, and 15. I was really into Mad Magazine, very into Cracked, very into the artist Sergio Aragonés.
Oh, yeah.
Al Jaffe, Mort Drucker, or maybe he was a writer. I don't know, whatever. Dave Berg. I loved reading that. And out of that, I got really into the comic book Gru the Wanderer, which is, I don't know if you've ever read.
Oh, I know exactly. Well, that's the Sergio Aragonés stuff, yeah.
Oh, and that's, you know, so we enjoyed that. I enjoyed, the occasional Spider-Man. But I was definitely not a hardcore collector by any means. But I do have, you know, just a couple boxes of comics for my use somewhere.
Are you a fan of any of the comic book movies? If so, which ones?
I was very resistant to the Batman movies, not because I have any special allegiance to Arnold Schwarzenegger's, you know, fine motion picture from 1997, but just because I just wasn't into it. And I ended up seeing all of them and really enjoyed the last two a great deal. And, you know, I'm not a lot of fun at parties where a lot of people know a lot about Batman. But I do, you know, I think that those are well-made films, and I enjoyed Michael Keaton made a fine Batman, but that's just because I was, you know, that Prince song was so catchy. But did you enjoy the latest Batman? I'm curious, because you're more of a fan than I am.
I'm a huge Batman fan, yeah. I gotta tell you, I waited. You know, the news of what happened with the Joker, the real life Joker going crazy on people, was really a shockwave. I mean, it was. I don't know. I've never really so. I'm so desensitized to everything, but that my heart sank, and it. You know, words really can't describe what these people had to go through, but. I waited, you know, because of that, I waited some time, and I basically saw the movie by myself. I saw it in the theater. Maybe there was 10 people there. And I think, you know, movies, it's really, do you have enough sleep? If you have a good night's rest, the movie's going to be better. I don't care what movie it is. If it's like a fanboy movie like Batman or Avengers, and you're just going alone, and there's no party poopers there, the movie's going to be better. So when I watched Batman, alone in a small, you know, non-crowded movie theater, I had a great time. But that did not stop me from completely making as many jokes as I could out of it. Especially the Bane voice. We talk like this.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the fact, you know, there's just a lot of stuff we've actually talked about on Part-Time Fanboy about it and beyond. But I can't say I liked the Nolan movies. I can't say, though. I mean, the guy's a great filmmaker. There's tremendous amount of work and talent by everyone being thrown into those movies. And you can't do Batman wrong. I've never seen an artist draw Batman where I've said that sucks. Do you know what I mean? So in that same way, unless you're Joel Schumacher, Batman movies are great by me. And even that one, I mean, you know, even that one, if you want to take a nap, you could put it on and go to sleep.
Definitely. Definitely.
You know,
like the first Batman, the one with the Katie Holmes, like I just couldn't even take that shit. I'm like, I have to turn this off. I can't.
Right. Exactly.
Sorry. But as a state, the Bane voice was totally ridiculous. But I think just as like entertaining, and also just I like how it looked. Maybe that was just I'm a sucker for the visuals, but it just doesn't turn my brain off kind of thing. And I think it's someone not having the allegiance. But I can understand the point of view of a man who's got a commitment to Batman. I have a lot of friends who, Dan Strauss, my sitting agent partner, he's the man to talk to about Batman. He will.
Yeah, no, I'm hoping I can get Dan in the next couple weeks, and maybe you can connect me with him.
Oh, absolutely, Ken. I would love for you to talk to him, especially if you guys are talking about Batman, because guys will love each other.
Let me give out the website again here. Seethingwithhatred.com. Not just a webcomic, but also we have two issues now. You have two issues in print. There's a Seething with Hatred number one, which is a green cover on their site, and then a blue cover. And also audio and also a play. So what I really love about this is that it's a mixture of media. Each piece is being taken care of. This is something that's very, I think, cutting edge and just very cool, and it's very pure stuff, and really glad to talk to you about it, Jim.
Thank you, my friend. It's an honor, and I hope things are going well with you and your podcast.
They're going great. Comics are splintering now between, you know, do people want to go to the store? Of course, you know, hardcores want to go to the store. They want to smell the paper. They want to smell the fresh ink, you know. And then other people are just right on the iPads right now, and they're getting their digital comics on the pads, but they're also getting web comics, which are just strictly on the web, as this is. The nice thing about Seething with Hatred is it's on the desktop, but you could look at it and read it and get it anywhere. And you're using SoundCloud for the audio plugins, so that's very very friendly, cross-browser, cross-device, and you're giving the printed book its due. Now, are the printed books color, or are they black and white?
You know, the first is a color cover, and then the second one, I think, is a huge upgrade. I'm going to send it out to you tomorrow. I could have sworn I'd send it to you.
I got to send you my address. I don't know if I did that. Did I do that?
Yes, you did.
Okay,
I just haven't followed up.
Okay, great.
But it's a full-color glossy paper. $6 on onerodhighway.com or also on seethingwithhatred.com, but it's $6. So a big upgrade from the first one, which you know is sort of our maiden voyage, and we're gonna I think at the rate we're going, we're gonna have the third one out before the spring. So we're gonna really kind of get on the stick with this, but yeah, it's like for the media omnivore, we like to hit it from all the different angles because we know that
right.
Distractible. I know I am.
Yeah, well, people are completely distractible. Everyone's not in one place anymore. You know, it's the days of,
right.
Hey, that customer is at home. He or she's just going to watch TV. Doesn't work anymore. And the fact that we could produce works faster in different mediums and get it out there directly to people. So you're communicating your direct thoughts without some unqualified person telling you can't. is exactly what should be happening. And I wish you guys like all the success with this. I really just hope you keep accumulating fans and getting it out there. And I hope to just talk to you guys in the future very soon and see how it's going.
Cool, man. We really appreciate it. Thanks.
So thank you, Jim. This is Ian Scheller. Been talking to Jim Moskater, writer of Seething with Hatred. Seethingwithhatred.com, and check us out for more podcasts at parttimefanboy.com.
All right, I'll see you later. Bye.
Take care.
Part Time Fanboy.
Part Time Fanboy doing my thing.
Part-time. Oh, yeah, doing part-time.